at my watch. I don't know what time it is. Sorry about the delays. We would like to call the meeting to order of May 19th, 2026. We have determined there's a quorum. Pledge of Allegiance and invocation, if you would stand, if you're able, for a moment of silent prayer after the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing for a moment of silent prayer. Thank you. The first item is to approve the agenda. May I have a motion in support?
So moved, Peterson.
Support Rowe.
Motion Peterson, support Rowe. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number four is a consent agenda, which is the minutes of the May 7th regular meeting, statements and checks, and the treasurer's report.
So moved.
Motion Eldridge.
Support Thornton.
Support Thornton. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There's no general legal update under new business. We have resolution 2025-10, which is regarding temporary traffic road closure from Memorial Highway in front of the Veterans Memorial to westbound South Huron River Drive through the Whitaker Road intersection onto Morgan Road for the Fisher House Charity Ride, which is Saturday, June 13th, 2026. Clerk Swanson.
Peterson. It's a resolution. I'm sorry.
Okay. Clerk Swanson.
Yep. Resolution 2026-10, resolution regarding temporary road closure. Resolution authorizing the temporary traffic control road closure from Memorial Highway in front of the Vietnam Memorial, continuing westbound on South Huron River Drive through the Whitaker Road intersection onto Morgan Road on Saturday, June 13th, 2026 from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. for the Fisher House Charity Ride to benefit Fisher House of Ann Arbor and Fisher House of Detroit for our veterans and their families. Whereas the Charter Township of Ypsilanti Board of Trustees has approved the temporary road closure of the Ypsilanti Township roads as indicated above, and whereas the Driveways, Banners, and Parades Act 200 of 1969 requires the township to authorize an official designated by resolution to make such requests from the Road Commission, now therefore be it resolved that the Township of Ypsilanti Board of Trustees designates and agrees that William Malosh, Road Captain, Ypsilanti Moose Riders, the authorized official designee in this instance, when application is made to the Washtenaw County Road Commission for this temporary road closure. So moved.
Support Peterson.
Motion Swanson, support Peterson. Are there questions or comments?
They're here.
Would you like to say anything about the event that you're having? There's a microphone right in front of you there. Right there, honey. Just, yeah, turn it on. Is the red light on? Or, I mean, green.
Good evening. My name is William Malosh. I'm here for Moose Riders of 782 Lodge, Ypsilanti. If I may have the board's permission, I'd like to introduce Rich Honke, our Moose Riders president, for that. He'd like to speak to you for a moment, and then I'll answer any questions you have.
Thank you.
Thank you. Those that don't know what the Moose does, we are... I'm nervous, sorry.
That's okay. Yeah.
Bye.
We are an organization down in Moose Park, Illinois. There is a complex of sort of a
veteran.
You know, it's a community setting for unprivileged children from infants to 18 to 19 year olds. They live in houses. They do not live in like one big building. word on that. That's what the Moose raised money for throughout the United States and Canada.
Okay.
Along with down in Florida, Moose Haven is a place for the seniors where they don't have to worry about anything throughout the rest of the remainder of their life. We do a lot of local fundraisers along with Fisher Ride. Fisher Ride, those people that know what the Fisher House is about, it's like the Ronald McDonald House, but for the veterans. Where the veterans will be at the VA hospital and their loved ones can stay free of charge at Fisher House while their loved ones are in the hospital. Last year we did one. This year's our second one. We're hoping we'll have a lot bigger turnout than we had last year. We only had maybe 20 bikes or so.
Well, thank you. No, thank you for doing
thank
this.
You,
yeah. Are there any questions or comments?
No.
Other than we greatly appreciate what you're doing.
So this ride will benefit the Fisher House solely. And what we're seeking at this point in time is some assistance with traffic control as we go in front of the Vietnam Memorial and then again roll back out onto Huron River Drive and head to the lodge. So if you have any questions, I'd be glad to help you out. I will be meeting with Matt Doring, Park Superintendent, tomorrow at noon by the memorial. He wants to cone off a little bit so we can stop for a picture. Currently working with a photographer that hopefully is going to take care of both photos and videography for this. If the board would like copies of those, please let me know.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. We will.
So, questions?
No.
We do have flyers of our event, and we do have pamphlets of what the Moose Riders do. So we'll get those to you guys, too.
Yeah. Put them right in on the back table. John is... or Elizabeth, we'll make sure they get distributed.
Okay.
And we'll let Neighborhood Watch groups know, and we appreciate it. Fisher House is a great place, and it's greatly needed for our veterans when they're in the hospital for people to come and see them. It's true.
And I do want to say we are a committee of the lodge. We're not an MC. We're not an RC. We're just a committee of the lodge. We raise money for... like I said, Moose Heart, Moose Haven, for the lodge, local community stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Well, welcome, and we thank you for it.
Thank you.
Besides the road closure,
we have
Regina Kudla. Besides the road closure, what other community involvement might there be at that time?
Let's not hand the mic.
Other than helping us with traffic control, I don't believe we'd need anything from the city of Ipsy, or the township, I should say. Just helping with some traffic control as we were going in front of the memorial and getting back out onto Huron River and then crossing back over Whitaker.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Clerk Swanson?
So thank you. I wanted the board to know that some of our staff had expressed concern because we have quite a few events going on at the park the same day. So I let them know because they were worried about traffic and flow and getting there if the road was all completed or was completely closed off. So like they said, they're working with the police, with the sheriff's department to figure that out.
I believe that's our next stop as we move from here to the County Road Commission. We work with the Sheriff's Department.
Yep. So we're just the first step in putting it in process so that they can move forward and work with the Road Commission and with the Sheriff's Department. So thank you. And we're also still working on our policy. So we put a temporary pause on them, and it's almost ready that we shared a draft of. So we're working on our own policy, but we've let some come forward so that we don't hold them up.
And it is my understanding that next year we will start this process sooner than this year.
Yeah. Thank you.
We have a motion and support. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Resolution 2026-11 is to approve a historic district study to evaluate Woodlawn Cemetery for local historic district contingent on approval of both county and township legal councils.
So move adoption of resolution 2026-11.
I gotta read it first.
No, you don't have to, but I made a motion. It's an order.
Okay. So do you want me to read it or not?
Well, the guests are here, so they probably want to hear.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
Resolution 2026-11, a resolution to approve a historic district study to evaluate Woodlawn Cemetery for local historic district designation under Washtenaw County's Historic District Commission. Whereas the property, Woodlawn, located at 7800 South Huron River Drive, Ypsilanti, Michigan 48197 in Ypsilanti Township, has the potential to be designated as a local historic district.
Oh, gosh.
Is it full moon?
Whereas the Washtenaw County Historic District Commission, ADC, is as administered by the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development, OCED, have approached Ypsilanti Township to have the property evaluated as a local historic district, and whereas under Michigan's Local Historic Districts Act, PA 169 of 1970 as amended in 1992, and Washtenaw County Historic Preservation Ordinance number 115, as established in 1974, a historic district study must be completed to evaluate the property and determine if it meets criteria to be included as a historic district. And whereas the Washtenaw County Historic District Commission will conduct the historic district study on the township's behalf, and now therefore be it resolved that the Ypsilanti Township Board of Trustees approve a historic district study for Woodlawn Cemetery under Washtenaw County Historic District Commission.
Moved by trustee.
Motion Rowe. Was it supported?
Support.
Support Eldridge. I know a gentleman is here to go over what we're actually possibly doing with the Woodland Cemetery, which is exciting.
Very exciting. Thank you, Supervisor and Township Trustees, for the opportunity to speak this evening. And thank you to the members of the community for making meetings like this possible. My name is Joe Frost. I'm the Historic Preservation Specialist for Washtenaw County's Historic District Commission. Washtenaw County is our state's only countywide historic preservation or historic district commission, and we're quite proud of that, with 17 historic districts across the county, ranging from schoolhouses to farmsteads. And in the future, we hope Woodlawn will be the first cemetery to be designated as a local historic district. And so, as the community knows, there's been a lot of positive press and positive efforts around the Woodlawn Cemetery, and we're very excited to bring this before you as the first step before it goes to the County Board of Commissioners to appoint a study committee to designate this as a county level historic district. So at this time, I'll answer any questions that the board may have this evening.
What does it mean?
When you became a designated historic, can you talk about
sure.
what that means?
Yeah, there's actually a couple different historic district designations. There's a National Register of Historic Districts, which is a national designation. It's honorary, and that is in the process as well. And then at the local level or the county level, historic district, it designates a property. That property, in most cases, we see buildings, right? This is very unique that it's a cemetery. But in the case of buildings, it ensures that you know, it's properly maintained. It ensures that there's demolition review. It ensures that, you know, if there's any development pressure on a site, that there's sort of checks and balances to ensure that that historic site will outlast all of us in this room. And so, again, very excited to bring this before the board this evening.
Lori, I know you have been working closely with the county agency as well as volunteering on site and stuff. Would you like to say anything there?
It needed to warm up. We're all very excited about the cemetery project, and Trustee Peterson has been out at the site with us, as has Trustee Thornton. And it's just so exciting that we're able to reclaim this cemetery that was abandoned and raise up the people who are there, and their descendants have been out on the site as well. A lot of our township residents are descendants of folks that are buried there. It's the only African-American cemetery that's being reclaimed like this in the state, and that we're hopeful to get the historic designation so that we know going forward it'll always be in the forefront of people's mind, and we won't have to reclaim it again, because this time we're going to get it done. So far, we know there are 257 graves in the part we've already cleared, and there are at least another 250 in the wooded area south on the property that we're currently working to clear. So it's a really exciting project, and I encourage everybody who hasn't been over to the site to go over and walk around. There are some stones exposed. There'll be other stones that we will be lifting. So we're hopeful to give life back to those folks.
Lori, there are Civil War veterans there, correct?
Not Civil War veterans, but World War One, World War II. Okay. There is a Tuskegee Airman buried on site. The two reverends who founded the cemetery have stones there. There are a lot of prominent Ypsilanti families represented. So there is also a person who was key in the Underground Railroad when it was operating. Her site is there. The African American Cultural Historical Museum has a site on their page, on their site. They have a page on their site that has all the names listed that we are aware of, and the Genealogical Society is also working to discover more people who are interned there.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
If anybody wants a tour, please call me. I'll be happy to meet you over there and walk you around and show you what we found.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we have a motion and support. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Number three is approved Fishbeck for design and engineering services for the pavilion replacement project at Clubview Park in the amount of $4,800, which is budgeted contingent upon attorney review.
So moved.
Motion Eldridge.
Support Peterson.
Support Peterson. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number four is to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Ypsilanti Township Recreation and Washtenaw County Recreation Commission to host a summer camp at the Community Center located at 2025 East Clark Road from June 8th to August 13th. Motion Swanson, support Rowe. Josh, would you like to give an overview?
Josh Kuglers, Recreation Services Manager for the Township. Thank you so much for taking this on as a item for approval. I was contacted by Washtenaw County to host a summer camp at our facility. In the past, we've hosted YMCA camps, and in the future, we hope to host our own camps. And I think that this would be a wonderful opportunity for us to learn from an established camp the best practices so that in the future we can host our own camps. So,
yeah. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is to approve Civic Plus full service supplementation for contract for the purpose of zoning and ordinance codification process in the amount of $3,825, which is budgeted and contingent upon attorney review.
So moved.
Motion Thornton. Support Rowe. Questions or comments? We're moving to Civic Plus in the cloud, so all the departments, you'll see them come online. At the last meeting, we had agenda management and The assessing department's already moved, accounting is moving, so we're going to get there. We have a motion and support. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number six is to approve the draft job description for Deputy Finance Director and request to post and fill the non-union position, which is budgeted with an annual salary of $78,000.
So moved, Peterson.
Motion Peterson.
Support Thornton.
Support Thornton. Is there a discussion on this?
I had a question.
Trustee Rowe?
On the job description, is the only difference between this and the one that was posted externally, or that you said you didn't get any applicants? Was that just the years of experience? Is that the change on this description and the salary? Did I make that clear?
I'm not sure. I can't recall what the specific changes were. Was it years of experience and accounting director?
Yeah, the title. I saw that.
Erica Holmes. So there was a title change. We're moving from the accounting titles to the finance titles, like other local municipalities and cities do, and the requirements for years of experience were the only two that changed in here, with the addition of our auditor, Raina, being available to help with day-to-day advice and things like that in support of this position to eventually turn into the finance director for the township.
It was previously titled the accounting director.
It was previously titled accounting director, and we were looking for 5 years of experience. Now it's going to be a non-political deputy of finance director with the support of our auditor.
And the difference was is now 2 years.
Correct.
For this position.
Experience for this one.
Yep.
Yeah, I just had, it was really hard for me to wrap my head around it because I didn't know. It sounds like that because you couldn't get anyone. So then you decide this internal candidate had the qualifications to be the director, but because they didn't have the difference in the years, even though even this job description or posting says that the township can do any combination of years or says it doesn't. It looks like it's a way that you don't have to have the 5 years before, you don't have to have 2 years. It says any combination, the township of education and experience.
For the deputy.
Right, but that was in the old.
That was in the accounting director position,
right,
too.
Right, in the same position. So you could have made this part, you could have just kept it and filled it with that candidate, right? I guess my biggest thing is like, okay, who are they deputy to?
It's a non-political appointment, and other townships and local governments do have that title, and it's meant to be like succession planning and helping someone get more comfortable with the duties that are involved in there with the more support of our auditor.
Yeah, but other communities have a finance director, then they have a deputy. So who does this person answer to other than
the clerk?
It's under the clerk.
The clerk.
And the auditor.
But she's not a deputy to the clerk, right? Is this?
Correct.
No, right. So anyways, my point is, I don't know.
This was suggested by Raina, Karen.
Yes.
Yeah.
In order to get an interim between the two positions, why someone can learn this position with less years of experience.
I don't know, just reading it and stuff, it looks like the salary probably was too low, why you didn't get somebody with that amount, I'm guessing. And just talking around to some other people that I know that are accountants, they're not necessarily municipal accountants, but you know, they're making $140,000 and $150,000 a year working in the private sector. I'm sure that probably at other communities, Pittsville and stuff, I'm sure it's way above $90,000. But and so I think that we posted it for having a director that's at $90,000 with less experience. So my thing is, I would like us just to stay with the $90,000. They have the complete responsibilities, as you just mentioned, as the accounting director of the old position. The only difference is they just have less years than what was required. So we posted it at a rate that would have gotten this person is at this rate, or that's what you got. You got that for $90,000, we didn't get anybody. So now we're gonna, I'm just saying, so I just think it, It's a full responsibility. I know that Raina's going to be here to help, but this person has full responsibility. These other people are going to work for them. You didn't change any of the responsibilities, but yet you changed the salary. So I would just like to make an amendment, if I could, just to change it back to just being finance director and make it $90,000. It just makes more sense because you can't be a deputy when the director doesn't exist. It makes no sense to me. So my motion is a friendly amendment to change it to $90,000 and make it full-fledged finance director, because that's what we really posted for in the first place.
We would have to go back out to do that.
We would Pardon? Have to go back
we
out
We would
to
have
do
to
that.
Go back out to do that.
So then let's just, no, you don't. You can post it eternally. You didn't get anybody for $90,000, so why would you do that?
We didn't get anybody at the accounting director.
Yeah, for $90,000.
Title for $90,000. Right. We would have to well, I'm retitle saying is just it and make seek it not, approval again.
I'm not saying change it. I'm saying just keep the same posting. Keep it exactly like you had it, because the only thing you changed is the salary and the 2 years. And you had the right to pick this. You could have picked this person, which sounds like that's the person you want.
We didn't even interview anyone because there wasn't a big enough pool to interview of qualified candidates to the accounting position that was posted. So Raina suggested, well, you have a motion.
It says the most qualified candidate out of the pool was an internal candidate who has the education position, but not the 5 years. That's what the letter says. And of course, Raina, I mean, we suggested that there was discussion about certain internal candidates before, and we said, They can do the work. They, of course, like all of our directors, that's what's confusing me. I've worked under with two other directors. This Giovanna was the third one. And every single one of them, we had the accounting directors or the CPAs work with them. One was not familiar with municipal. Actually, the internal candidates has more experience than Chris Olson did, who was a great accounting director, but she worked quite a bit for two years with our outside same firm that Raina works for.
Just is there a support for your motion
yep,
before we
right.
start?
Yeah.
I had a question before I did that, but I'll wait.
Yeah, we have a motion. No, Clerk Rowe made a separate motion.
Correct? I mean,
I know. That's a major friendly. That's a complete different. Okay, there's no support for that motion. So we have a motion and support on the floor to approve the deputy finance director. Do you want to talk about it more, Trustee?
I just had a couple of quick questions, if I could. I missed the discussion with Erica, and as I read through this earlier today, you mentioned as you got up here that it was a non-political spot.
Correct.
Non-union, correct?
Correct.
Why are we doing a five-day waiting period then? Because there is a bit of urgency with our current accounting director leaving June 30th.
So the five-day internal posting?
Is that what you're asking about? Why are we doing that? Because there is urgency to get them in and get trained.
That is correct.
By our current person. So could we save 5 days?
Do you want to say 5 days? Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking
so
why we're doing
So we kept with the 5 days because when we post internal for any of our union groups, it's also a five-day period to give somebody time to get their resume together and decide if this is something that they want to do. So we were trying to be consistent across the board.
Okay. And then just one question, or two actually. Is there an extra cost or an additional cost for our auditor to come in and answer these questions or do this work? Do we know that?
Yeah, she does that now.
She does this for other townships. I know there was a conversation between Supervisor Stumbo and Raina agreed to do this.
I know they do it, but is it extra cost on what we already paid?
I have not seen anything for extra cost.
Okay. Yeah,
we have extra money budgeted anyways in for the accounting firm that we utilize to assist the accounting department, or if we need special studies or something like that.
And maybe, and just my last one, and maybe,
yes. Answer yes.
Okay, and maybe I missed it. And when Trustee Rowe asked, the job posting that was originally up, that job description, and the one for the deputy finance director, that job description. Is there any change in the two, or are they the same?
They are basically the same, other than the title and the years of experience.
And the original accounting director, we always had a CPA.
Right.
And we took that out.
You always had CPAs come in to help. So you're saying?
No. When?
Oh, right.
Oh, you weren't a CPA?
Just not.
I don't think Chris was either, but.
I thought you said, okay.
And Rob.
You wanted a CPA, and
the other one, and the other one before Chris was.
Russ.
Russ, I don't think it was either. I just had one, I guess, hopefully a final question. Is that, it's not a question, I'll make a statement. Because the job is exactly the same, the responsibilities are exactly the same, they're going to have help, which they would have had, even if it had been a person that we hired, they, unless they were someone that came with municipal experience of doing the chart of accounts and all the things they're required under the state law, you know, under the law, they would have had to have our Raina come in and help them, just like it's what we always do, you know, to help them get through those first couple of years of the audits and stuff, and filing the other reports that are due. So I don't understand. I'm going to vote no and ask other trustees to seriously consider, because it's not fair that the responsibilities are the same and you're lowering the by $12,000, and you're making the person a deputy that doesn't answer to anybody. It's not common sense. You can't be a deputy. You're a deputy to the accounting director, but we don't have an accounting director. This person is going to basically be, and by the memo that was sent from Ms. Holmes, says that that this person did have everything except for those, couple other years. And some of the things that this person has, they won't have to, they know everything about the job. They've done all the jobs of the person that, you know, that if we hired someone, they wouldn't know the two people that work for them, what their job, you know, what they do and how our system works. This person's always already done those jobs. So even though in the original posting gave you the right to do that, so I guess what I'm asking is to turn this down. Let's fill the original posting with the internal candidate that you have and get it back to the 90,000. For the responsibilities that they're going to have to do. They don't deserve to get paid less, and they're going to be doing the same work. That's all. So I'll
thank you.
You know, and encourage other people to do that, and we can come back with a motion to fill it with that candidate.
Thank you. We have a motion. And is there any other comment? We have a motion and support. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
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 So the motion fails 3-3. Okay. We'll come back later to it.
Well, I'll
put you asked for a motion. You did not get the support. And so you wanted to amend.
The motion just went down.
And you wanted to amend it, and it didn't have the support.
I'm coming back with a new motion on the same subject. My motion is to fill a position with the internal candidate, the one that you had, and to pay it $90,000. Now you need a support.
I'm not doing it because we're in a hurry, and I was out of town, so I apologize. It would have helped write the memo. We posted this position. Three candidates applied. There wasn't a big, four candidates applied. The pool wasn't big enough with experience for the job that was posted. Raina came to me and said, as an interim, to do this in order to get to the director of finance, and she did not want to call it accounting director anymore. So Raina is the one that suggested this, and she said it's an interim to get people experience to get to where they need to be.
So when did they become? When does that person become the accounting director or the finance director? When does that happen?
Once they get the experience. They don't have the experience, Karen. Because if not, we would have just interviewed everyone. You have to have a good...
The letter made it sound like that they did, that they were qualified.
if I could, I'd just explain why I voted no. I'm not voting no for the position, but when I hear that the job description is exactly the same, nothing's changed, and then it's a deputy position, by statute, that assessing or accounting director has to report to the clerk. Correct. By state law.
Correct.
So I have a concern with changing the title of it, because I'm not sure how that works with that state law. But if I'm asking somebody to do the same job that's being vacated, why would I pay them less, I guess, is my concern.
That's my concern as well.
Madam Chair. Oh, is she going to answer? I'm sorry. Give her a chance.
Go ahead.
Okay, Madam Chair, I guess my understanding is because she's getting paid less, and I do hear you, Stan, that she may be doing the same job, but she doesn't have the years of experience, and that's what you have always went with. Is that true? How can everybody has to wait in line by seniority? It just so happened this is a non-union position. If it was a union position, it would definitely be by seniority. But at this point, I guess they're not saying she's not qualified. They're saying she doesn't have the years of experience. So my question is, when will she top out with that years of experience? Is it 5 years after she takes the position? Then she will cap out at that point? So how much experience?
And I'm not sure who's going to post internally.
Yeah. But am I right to say, because she does not have this seniority, that's why the job is less money at this point? Is that correct? Thank you.
If I could just
motion that didn't have support, I'll remove that, but I will make a new motion that says that we post it as the deputy finance because of the lack of the year's experience. I heard y'all, but we keep the pay the same as the original, the $90,000, because they're going to be, like Stan said, they're going to be doing the entire job.
Mm-hmm. If I could just interrupt, Karen, and I'm okay with that. But how long do you keep them in a deputy position? What are the benchmarks to move from a deputy to a county director? That's my other concern. There's no benchmarks to tell me when this person is or is not ready. Is it subjective to one person's decision, a group's decision? Or is there something they can strive for to make sure that they're qualified? I guess that would be a question.
So because I wasn't in the meeting, I am assuming Raina is saying that because we were asking for 5 years of experience and this person has just shy of two, that the 5 year would be the mark. Like I said, I was not a party of that discussion, but that is an assumption.
Okay.
So she would be here for 3 years to meet that mark?
If we are using the same job description but different title, yes.
So right now we're not filling the finance director position. This is just interim.
Uh-huh.
If not, we...
I had a motion to fill the deputy finance director position and just change the salary to the $90,000.
Support.
There's a motion and support. Questions or comments? I just want everyone to know that I trust the auditor who recommended these steps, and the accounting position, the finance director position, requires experience. And if we don't have, our financial stability has always been the most important thing to us. So we have to make sure that we remain that way. And I'm concerned to do this. I want people to survive. I want it to be win-win for internal candidates or not, and there's more than one. So it's not just one candidate, it could be more than one. So we just need to understand.
If I hear Trustee Rose, you're not changing anything that's promoted here tonight except the salary. Right. Everything, we still have the oversight of the auditor and everything else.
Okay. Yeah, and that's because I listened to you say, because I saw it as a compromise with the number of years that the original position required, but because nothing was taken out and given as responsibility to the clerk or to another person, to Raina, or whoever, CPA, and all that same responsibility is in there. I don't think, and I think it showed you that that's what you get for the $90,000 is you get someone with less experience. And that's why I think they should get that money, because they're doing everything responsible for all that. Let's see. Yeah, I'll leave it at that for the internal candidate.
So only the internal candidate gets this opportunity?
That's what you're
saying. Is that what I'm saying? Is that what I hear you
saying?
Saying? No, it's, I'm agree. Asking you. You guys.
Yes, yes, I would agree. Yes.
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 Yes. Because
yes.
You already went out and you can't get it for, you'd have to give more money if you're going to go back out externally, in my opinion.
Well, the only thing I'd want to add to the conversation is that the intent was to recognize that work was being done, but that support was needed and that support would be given in an effort to help somebody during that time period when they didn't know. And so a lot of care was taken to the consideration of this, mm-hmm. and recognizing that there is a skill set and that there's a learning curve. And so the plan was to how long that would take. I don't know about the whole 3 years, because we don't know how fast that learning could would happen, but that there would be a lot of support provided in an effort to help build the skills that would be needed. And there were other candidates. I think the pool was four. There was limited with experience. I think there might have been one candidate with some municipal experience, but really it was an effort to look at the timing, how fast it needed to happen, and to make sure that we were providing the support necessary to get somebody ready and a compromise with that salary amount too. So,
all right. So we have, what was the last motion? Will you turn on?
So Trustee Lovejoy, make sure I get it right, was to post the original as a deputy and keep the pay $91,000. So post it in this way, but keep the pay $91,000.
Is that correct? It's to keep the resolution or the memo that you had exactly the same except for the pay.
Except for the pay.
We have a motion and support to raise it from 78,000, was it, or 74 to 90?
78 to 90.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No?
No.
4-3. The next item is number 7, request to waive the financial policy and add additional equipment to the previously approved court audio project in the amount of $12,580.58, which is budgeted.
So moved.
We have a motion. Is there a support? All in favor?
Support.
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion. Went in favor of the last item to request to waive the financial policy and add additional equipment.
Aye. Yes.
Aye. Yes.
Motion is approved.
Yes.
Number 5 is
a point of clarification. I don't think it's clear to folks, at least it's not down here with some confusion on whether the vote on the deputy finance director pastor was defeated.
It was 4-3 is what I
know, but I didn't hear whether it was.
So 4-3 means what? They passed, right?
Okay. All right. I didn't hear that.
Number 7. Number 8 is to approve the budget amendment. Number 8. Could you read it up, please, Clerk Swanson?
Motion to amend the 2026 budget number 8, move to increase the general fund budget by $3,825 to 12,867,704,000, and approve the department line item changes as outlined.
So moved.
Support.
We have a motion and a support. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Authorization and bid. We have to accept the bid from Midwest Visual Works as contractor for a new audiovisual system for the senior program in rooms 2002 and 2004 in the amount of $39,071, which is budgeted.
So moved.
Support.
Motion Thornton. Support Rowe. Yay.
Josh Kugler, Recreation Services Manager, and Nicole Passmore, Recreation Service Coordinator, in charge of our 50 and Beyond program. Thank you so much for your support on this. This is going to be through our senior millage funding. It will go to support our senior programming, specifically our Black History Month program that is held in that in those two rooms.
Yeah, the audiovisual system was awful there.
Yes, so this will add three 86-inch televisions as well as 18 in-ceiling speakers to those two rooms that can be operated as a single unit between the two rooms or independently in each room.
Excellent. And that's what the seniors wanted as well, so it is, they're very excited about it. You can host other events. You can show movies. There's so many things.
Absolutely.
That you can do. So thank you for bringing this forward.
Thank you.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Number two is accept the bid from Varsity Ford for one new Ford F-150 Super Crew to support the fire department operations and emergency response needs, which is budgeted.
So moved, Peterson.
Support.
Thornton.
Motion Peterson. Support Thornton. This will be brought back to the board. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have public comments. If you would like to go to the microphone and just give your name, and if you're a township resident, we'd appreciate it. Are there any public comments? Thanks, Josh and Nicole.
Sorry, I'm tall. Chair and trustees. Hello, my name is Chuck Tombo. I own the building at 1555 East Michigan Avenue. Recently, I have forwarded an email. I hope you have had an opportunity to review it. I can understand the incredulity of the building and zoning departments regarding my dream home to be at Michigan Avenue. There are many folks that would not wish to convert this old structure into a home. I have both the means and desire. I've called Ypsilanti my home for over 12 years. More than 30 of my friends and family members live walking distance from this building. This is my community. As a single-story structure with plans to add many American with Disabilities Act conveniences to both the bedroom and bathroom and a grocery store just a few blocks away, it is my deepest desire to age in place. To reduce Mr. Yandrick's concerns that I'm running an automotive repair shop, I have already placed the car lift on Marketplace for a below fair market value to ensure a fast sale. I do enjoy both the savings and satisfaction of the routine maintenance of my vehicles, and to the best of my knowledge, there are no laws or ordinances prohibiting this. I just want to live my simple life here in the township, to grow gardens, to plant trees, and to give the southern facade of the building and the driveway a much needed makeover. This would increase the value of the building and the curb appeal of the neighborhood. If I cannot move forward with this plan, I will likely not be able to sell the building in this market and be forced to buy a small home. At 47, the idea of taking out a mortgage is a bit much, especially after the former head, Fletcher Ryan here, had assured me that my plan was reasonable as long as I made the building no further legally nonconforming. In September, I will be 48. I will have owned the building for 2 years at that point. The ongoing stress of this process, largely being slowed by the unsubstantiated concerns about my intentions and the moving goalposts put in front of me. What is beginning to feel something akin to discrimination leads me to believe that Mr. Yandrick is acting out of the bounds of his job description. I ask for your help to move this project forward, not only for my benefit, but for the community as well. Please do not let perfect be the enemy of good. Please understand that my dreams and visions for this structure are valid. I thank you for any help that you can offer me and your serious consideration of this issue.
Thank you.
I don't know how to make it go down now. Oh, there we go. Hi, my name is Jane Wolf. I'm a township resident. I live on Cross Street. And I just wanted to come and support my friend Chuck. I've known him for, Lord, over 20, maybe 20 years at this point. I wanted to write something, but then it felt too, like, rehearsed. And so I decided to not, really. So I'm going to try to just say all the things I want to say. Chuck did not go into buying this building naively. He planned it. He met with people in the township to make sure that it would be possible. He was assured that it would be. He then sold his house to make it possible. And now, for the last 2 years, has had nowhere to live because then Fletcher was gone and the new person has been just dragging his feet repeatedly. Like Chuck had mentioned, moving goalposts constantly, coming back with pretty ridiculous and very cost prohibitive asks that just seem to kind of come up out of nowhere. And the stress on Chuck is very obvious to me. He's a dear friend of mine, someone I see multiple times a week, talk to almost daily. He also has one of the most dangerous jobs that exist as an arborist. My concern is that the stress is also putting him at an increased risk of death or injury, which is unnecessary. And at the end of the day, he has nowhere to go home to right now because of the lengthy, unnecessary hoops that he's being forced to jump through to make this possible. And, you know, it also really feels like often when I hear back about plans that have been proposed, that the concern is that he's going to become an auto mechanic and run a mechanic shop out of there, which is pretty ridiculous. He's not a licensed mechanic, first and foremost. And second of all, you can't prevent someone from getting a building permit because you are paranoid of a hypothetical that you have made up. He has come forth with a plan that makes sense to turn this building into a home. It would be the only home in that stretch of Michigan Avenue, and I think would make the neighborhood look a lot nicer. I live just around the corner from him. It feels like Mark should be more concerned about maybe adequate sidewalks or streetlights and not a hypothetical situation that is not happening and not being proposed. So I would urge you guys to step in and speed this process along. He can't wait another 2 years of being homeless, and buying a new home would make it impossible to finish this home. So I feel like it's in the township's best interest to allow him to move forward with this. And it's really quite shameful that he's had to take it to this point. So that's my comment.
Thank you. I'll have to look into this. I'm not familiar. I'll look into it then. We'll look into it tomorrow and gather the information.
Hi, my name is Laura Wachowski. I live on Cross Street. I'm one of the 30 friends and family members referenced by Chuck. I also live very close to him and to his proposed building. And it's really been a lot to see all this unnecessary red tape and seeing him put through the ringer, essentially, and it's really causing him a lot of stress and anxiety, and he's just, literally, he's like an institution of Ypsilanti. He's very well-loved. Everybody knows Chuck. He has a tremendous amount of personal support in the city, and I just want to see my friend be able to build his dream home, and it just seems really ridiculous and unnecessary to be causing this much stress that I'm seeing on a daily basis for my friend. So really, really urge you to look at making this possible as opposed to look for the reasons why it shouldn't be possible when we have an extremely competent, very dedicated person who's passionate about this project. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other?
Just real quick, my name is James Morgan. I'm a township resident. I live in Ford Lake Heights off here on River Drive. I came here to learn about the Planning Commission vacancy. Noticed it wasn't on the schedule, so just wanted to introduce myself to you guys and learn when that's going to be filled and, you know, go from there.
All right. It'll be brought to the next meeting. We have quite a few applicants this time, so that's great.
It's on May 19th, so.
All right. Thank you for coming. Any other public comment? Are there any, there's no other business? Any board member comment? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Support.
There's a motion and support to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Meeting adjourned. Is it 7:07? I don't have my watch.